Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Here I am in Battersea Power Station. It no longer functions as a power station. Get some idea the dimensions of it. It's gigantic. So this was built in the 1920s and then was the main power station for central London, which is south of the River Thames. Old Father Thames is there beyond those trees. You can't quite make it out for this. So a coal-fired power station, obviously very polluting, and only closed down in the early 1980s. It's closed down over several stages. It was actually built over a few stages as well. And one of the Bond films was filmed in the then derelict Battersea Power Station. And for about 35 years, nothing was done with it. And it features on the front cover of a Pink Floyd album from the early 1980s, that one where they sang All in All, You're Just Another Brick in the Wall. And then it was bought by, I don't know, is it Qataris or Malaysians? And then they rebuilt it and they renovated it, obviously, as luxury housing. How innovative is that? Look at that tiny little coffee shop there. But mostly, is it Japanese-inspired? Mostly selling little cakes. And so these are all penthouses. And then there's some rather shishi shops. Like this is the so-called Battersea General Store. Battersea is the name of this district of London, used to be a borough in its own right until the 1960s when they rationalised it. About 90 London boroughs are now 32. They amalgamated two and three together just because it was ridiculous to so many. There's still Battersea Town Hall, but that functions as an arts centre these days. So, they tried to make it a bit of a village. And the buildings aren't ridiculously tall, and there's everything you could need, as in shops, beauty salons, restaurants, bars. I think there's a gym as well. The top of these buildings, they're tennis courts and swimming pools and things like that. So they're very, very pricey. It's very central. We're only sort of about 2 miles from the very heart of London, the geographic centre of London being the base of the equestrian statue of King Charles I on Trafalgar Square. All distances from London are measured there. It's kilometre zero. That's the equivalent in Moscow, for instance. And an art gallery, just in case you need to buy some very expensive paintings. What else? So they're mostly buyers from abroad, from China, from various Middle Eastern countries, or resident here. They brought a bit of life back to the place. So it's an excellent location, and obviously people pay a premium to look out onto the river. Said to be therapeutic, very, very calming, very feng shui, I suppose. And there you can have your follicles trimmed in there. So yes, you can drive in here, but it's very much traffic calming measures, there was Switch House West and Switch House East, things like that. There's a special jetty, and coal used to be brought into and out of there and stuff like that. So there are places to dine as well as a shop. There's Malaysia Square because of the Malaysian investors and things like that. So it was very close to a railway bridge, Grosvenor Bridge, to another bridge, Battersea Bridge, the one that was opened by the Prime Minister of Canada, Mackenzie King, in the 1930s. And there's a Battersea Power Tube Station, which opened several years ago. I've never been inside it, shockingly. So they're very pricey. I mean, about £50,000 per square metre, the flats, so I've heard. And they're estate agents, and you can rent them here. So that is Battersea Power Station. I thought it was great that they actually brought a bit of life back to the place, because they had to make it impossible for people to get in, because people could badly injure themselves. Squatters could take over. It's a huge open space. I was at a listed building, they didn't tear it round down, but even from Hyde Park in a very clear summer's evening, I would see the enormous chimneys from it. Okay. Alright, so in a minute you'll be able to see some of the chimneys and just how tall they are. So come and go by boat as though by bus. It's not too far from Nine Elms or indeed Vauxhall Tube Station. Are we seeing the I'm just trying to think. Trying to get it to a good angle. So you can see the enormous. Yeah, there they are. Look at that. The enormous chimneys. Right. So loads of people are milling around here. And there's underground car parks. Either have them underground or way up high. And somehow doesn't spoil the London skyline. Then there's some very modern buildings. I don't know what this is in room of. Maybe they tore something down. And then it's on a few levels. You can go shopping lower down. So these the flats are at least 7 stories high. I know because I've been in some of them. So anyway, encourage people to sit down outside. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do said winter. And picnic tables down there. So a lot of Arab people come to London in the summer. Our summer is like their winter. Or Ramadan, they get out of Saudi Arabia, for instance, because they don't have to observe Ramadan. The month of fasting in the daylight hours, when they're not supposed to even let a drop of water pass their lips. And the other thing is not even to swallow your own saliva. My goodness, you can assuage that sin by freeing a slave. Holding someone in thraldom is not a slave, not a sin, of course. Okay, and look at this Café Pâtisserie. Okay, and there's Zara, that boutique selling threads over there. And then some very, very modern flats. How about this? I hadn't visited here till about 2 weeks ago, to my shame. I like it. And another restaurant cafe. Of course, they only have tables outside from May to September. It gets too parky apart from that. Sticks in sushi. Okay. So Japanese-style restaurant coming onto an area called Electric Avenue. So it was when they had to generate electricity and the population of London was expanding. It was about 2 million in 1900, up to like 6 million by 1939. And obviously electricity, we only got light bulbs in the 1870s, only for the very, very wealthy. But by 1939, basically everyone in London had electricity, but burning a lot of coal, so the pollution was horrendous. There was that deadly smog in 1952, a few months after Elizabeth II ascended the throne. And that's what you see that in The Crown, that series. So they were keen to stop London, the keen to stop so much pollution, the Clean Air Act, switch to cleaner forms of energy, like nuclear energy, which I know has its hazards, burning gas and so on. Not burning gas in individual houses, but gas to generate electricity. So you see what it's like, and here it's like ultra-modern, right, letting as much light as possible. Anyway, I really like it. I think it's a very good thing. But it's still not quite over. It opened several years ago, and you can see there's a construction site way over there. I don't know what they're going to build over there. So, what do you think? Okay, so this is the image, eat, drink, stay. I didn't know they're hotels, but you can get short-term lets here, apparently. Look, places where you can do art classes, pottery, DIY, and so forth. So, you know, from the top here, there must be a marvellous vista over central London. And across the street, there's like a Victorian pub. I used to cycle past here a lot, but didn't actually come in. So, yeah, it's not yet finished. Anyway, what do you think? Are you coming to Battersea Power Station? All right, goodbye, everyone.